social contract. The elements of that are not always clear, but it's like right and wrong. There will be differences between people about what's right and what's wrong, but there are some common elements and there is a real difference. And the social contract is not just with governments, it is with the wider society. So even if the government is not acting as it should, which we should try to improve, there is still this contract with the wider society. And that contract is, in the words of the Common Vision Project, the Responsible Tax Project, is to ensure that communities within which we all work are stable, well-funded and operating well. So there is some commitment which is greased by the fact that you do benefit from the results of taxes in a country to recognise that there is a wider relevance to be considered than even just your immediate shareholders' interests. And by the way, your shareholders have an interest in you being recognised as a responsible company and a long-term partner for a developing country. Legal issues are not enough because, as the Responsible Tax Project has said, rules on their own aren't enough, whereas there is room for subjective decisions about how businesses are structured and how they operate. These decisions can be exercised with a view to a common good and a social contract or not. And I think it's quite legitimate to say it's not just about the law, it is about how those decisions are exercised. NGOs do have to be held to account, like anyone, and they should be transparent too. And I'm sure business will keep them to account as to what they say. And business will be increasingly able to do that. Now, business should be equally prepared to defend its practices as economic partners for states and their citizens. The obligations to pay in accordance with law increasingly recognise the importance of substance over form and assessing that and the objectively ascertained purposes of actions as being relevant. Just finally, modern goods and services are touted as buying into a lifestyle. And as Chuck D has said from Public Enemy, before people buy from you, they have to buy into you. So it's not just about laws, it's also about reputation. It's also about how the public, what expectations it has of you as a partner. And transparency is an essential step to corporate accountability in the future. Thank you.